Galip'ti. Tevzi, çalpsiş. Estani. You're gonna enjoy this.
Hello everybody and welcome to another exciting episode of the Tabsy and Chelsea Show. This is Chelsea. Right.
And that'd be Tabsy then, that's me.
Yeah. Welcome to the Banter Cast. Can you believe it's episode 2?
Well, I can't believe it's episode 2. I mean, I don't know how we got commissioned for the next one after the first debacle. It was a mess.
The first one was a shambles, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? I mean, we lost our first advertising, kind of sponsor.
Gig?
He walked out, said that, you know, like even like products that prevent diarrhea wouldn't work on your show. So that's how much crap that comes out of it. You know, that's how much crap that comes out of your show. Yeah. So I mean, but, I was quite offended, but you just brushed it off. You said like, you know, it'll be all right.
Yeah. It was all right. Yeah. So should we tell the old listeners what's coming up?
Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's give them the agenda.
The agenda. Did you get an agenda, Tabsy?
I did near get an agenda. I did near get an agenda, Chelsea.
Tabsy, get that in your head. Yeah. Okay, so coming up, we're going to start the mailbag because we've been getting some nice emails from people.
Yeah.
And then we'll go into the banter blog updates. Things that have been going on the site.
We've got lots going on site as well. Yeah.
And then we've got a nice little feature, things that we've found on the internet.
Okay.
And then we'll take a little break from we'll have an advertisement from our sponsor, and then we'll do the top 10 like usual.
We've got a new sponsor. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
New sponsor this week, and then we've got the top 10, and then we've got a nice little feature to round it up. We've got things that, you know, can't believe they do that from our countries.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what countries we're in again. I mean, I wonder if anyone listening to the first show.
We played that game last week. People know where we are.
Okay, thank God. Well, if not, you know, just kind of look on the map and just pretend we're in one of the loser countries. That'll figure it out. So,
that's right. Yeah. Well, that's what you got to look forward to anyway.
It is, isn't it? It is what's going on. Okay, then. So let's do it to it. And let's mailbag.
Let's do the old mailbag. Yes. Okay. Well, I've got a nice letter here.
Yeah.
I've got a nice letter here from Peter in the United States. It doesn't say exactly where in the United States. Yeah.
Okay. Peter in the United States.
Yes, it got
Hi,
a nice
Peter.
Letter here.
How are you?
It says, Dear Tabsy and Chelsea, I'm a big fan of the show.
Ooh.
So thanks for that, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
Short letter.
What's next?
But,
Next one.
Next one is from Lucy, and she's from an Asian country, it says. So she's not very specific.
Like
yeah.
She's definitely loose on whatever country she's in.
Oh, very clever. Moving on. So yeah, Lucy says she was a big fan of the banter blog. And she reads, likes reading the banterous articles that we put up there.
Okay.
And she was surprised to learn that Tabsy will be in a Bollywood movie. Is that right?
Oh, well, you've kind of blown it there. I was trying to keep it, you know, a little bit kind of covert, really, you know, as they say in CIA and FBI.
Whoa, yeah. Slow down there, Mr. Scientist. Covert? What does that mean?
Yeah, it means the opposite of overt. Look it up. look at it on Wikipedia. That's where all the kids are going nowadays and finding truisms and falsisms.
That's right. Wikipedia, always a source of true information.
It is. Although it is an open source website, which I'm sure open source is down with the kids right now. It means that you can pretty much upload and say anything you want, whether it's true or not, on any historical figure. And and then it can be completely blown out of proportion. So you could say, like, Guy Fawkes was Japanese. And
he wasn't,
and
was he?
Be like, yeah, he is. He is Japanese, definitely, because I've read it on Wikipedia.
Yeah. It's got to be. That's why on Tamsi's Wikipedia page, it says that he is a very open-minded individual and loves people of all countries and races.
Exactly, so, and it couldn't be further from the truth, really, could it?
Just goes to show, anyone can make anything up.
Exactly.
So, Tabsy, have you got any mails about anything? On the old mailbag?
No, I mean, I think I should answer your first question there. You kind of lost it. Oh, Chelsea. and that is, am I going to be in a Bollywood film? Well... You know, I'm thinking about it, that's for sure. I've been offered a few things.
It's in the works.
It is. I mean, there's so many ifs and buts in life. And I think, like, I've been asked to star as Curry Man 4.
a vital part of any Bollywood movie.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there's many a show... That I could, I think there's many things that I could adjust myself. The thing is that I'm more character based, and I just think
you're not dancing based.
They're trying to go for the lowest common denominator, and I don't know if I can do that with an important central character like Curry Man 4. I think that, like, you know, it should have a real character. You know, just a bit like Robert De Niro does, like, you know, Christian Bale, Johnny Depp. You know, they really get into their roles. Well, you know, I'm down the local curry house, like, training for it.
Christian Bale is a fantastic Bollywood actor.
He is a fantastic Bollywood actor. He was great in the...
Oh, what was that movie called? The one where he danced and sang.
Indian Psycho. Indian Psycho.
Yeah, that's
Indian Psycho. Yeah, Indian Psycho. Yeah. He was great in that. And, I used to dance to all that stuff. But there's been lots of comments on the Banter blog about it. People, you know... And lots of interesting kind of rumors around, you know, and people are saying, are you going to be in a Bollywood movie? And, you know, kind of, you know, what's the title of the song? What's the title of the song is going to be? Who's going to be in it? What's the title of the movies? And I've got some good stuff here. I think we should read it out a little bit.
Well,
you know, the mailbag.
If people are actually wondering what the hell we're talking about, this is all on the Banter blog, which is...
It is on the Banter blog.
thebantercast.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
And you can read all our Bantercast updates and our Banter blog updates.
Exactly.
Well, and you can even comment on the Banter, which is quite exciting.
Exactly. Well, you know, there was a provisional title. I think someone put it on the Banter blog that I was provisionally going to be in Dance, Shoot, Sing. But actually, there's been a bit of a boycott of that name from a few of our fans, and
that was just a provisional title, wasn't it?
It was a provisional title, but I think now, you know, we've got a little bit more of the human element coming in. We've got more of the fans, and it's all about the fans. Mm-hmm. And if I can pitch to the Amar Chopra, the head of Indian film Bollywood, then I'm going to pitch a couple of these names that one anonymous. Poster, blogger, has put on, and that was Road to Partition. I love that. I think that's a great one.
I like The Wizard of Lahore.
The Wizard of Lahore's good, but it is a Bollywood film. I don't know if they'd like that. There's a bit of rivalry between India and Pakistan, you know. I don't know if you've heard
is
about
that?
It.
Newly created thing, is it?
It is, yeah.
Recent.
It is a newly thing. I don't know what happened. Must have been something to do with the British or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but there's a good one called, I like this one, it's called Bom Jovi. I think that could work.
Bom Jovi.
I think that could work. Iron Veiled Maiden.
Oh, that's a good one.
It is a good one.
For that
I think, The thing is about Anonymous, right, is that he's kind of got, I think he's got a bit of an issue. I'm thinking that, you know, he's going a little bit to the musical side in terms of the, you know, the Americans. And I think, like, really it should be a little bit more kind of Hindi or, you know, kind of, you know, I don't know if something like Pooh Fighters would carry it in India. I'm not sure. Mm. I'm not sure.
That's right.
I don't know. But it's a good effort. And I just think that other people should get on the Bantam blog and banter with us.
Yeah.
About stuff.
We're all up
and,
for that.
And actually, just to answer another question you asked, have I got any more letters? I have, actually. And actually, I don't know if this is anonymous as you'd like.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Go on.
It says, Dear Chaltsy, I didn't know that you was in Japan, but will you please pay £10,000 back to the UK government as soon as possible?
Oh, no, it's not from the student loans, is it?
It says SL.
Oh, Christ, they're onto me.
It's signed SL. It's signed SL. I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is, but,
Now people know why we go under the pseudonyms of Tabsy and Chaltsy, which are clever versions of our actual names, aren't they?
Very clever versions. Very clever versions. Yeah, the pseudonyms which I could never get, you know. And, you know, there's reasons we're in different countries, respectively.
Right. And why we're never going back to the UK.
Why we're never allowed back in the UK, really.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but yeah. I was just trying to hint at that.
Exactly. So, yeah, so that's one of the letters. It's weird how they track you, isn't it? It's weird how they track you. It's weird.
Yeah. I'm on the run. Okay, is that the end of the mailbag?
Mailbag.
Well,
yeah,
good. If people want to mail us directly, it's thebantercast@gmail.com. If they want to email us directly, or they can just go on the Banter blog and leave comments and stuff like that. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's great.
Cool. Great. So that's, and that's the mailbag. Do we have a jingle? I don't think we have a jingle yet.
That was the jingle. What are you saying?
It's the mailbag.
It is. It's like, yeah, I could just imagine that, you know, going down really well. So, yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so next on the agenda is Can't Believe What I Found on Tinternet.
On Tinternet, eh? What did That's you find on called. The Tinternet then this week, Chaltsy?
Well, there was something, like to get it something from our respective countries, and mine is Japan. So it's a very crazy little news article I found on the old BBC website.
Oh, BBC, yeah.
BBC website. I mean, okay, so people get put in jail for all sorts of reasons, right? I mean,
they do.
Yeah, murder being one of them.
Yeah, one of them.
So, murder, what would you classify murder as, Tabsy?
What would I classify it as?
How would you classify murder? I'm going somewhere with this, by the way.
Okay. Well, okay. Have you ever heard the mix of Smells Like Teen Spirit with Beyonce Knowles?
Yeah. That's one murder. Version of it.
That's murder.
Kurt Cobain blew his brains out, but he was a genius.
He did blow his brains out, but I tell you what, if it, I think he was actually already thinking about Beyonce Knowles covering his song. That's why he did it.
If he came back to life as a zombie, I'm sure he would re-blow his brains out when he heard that.
If not, I'd help him.
Yeah. So that's one version of murder. Another version is like actually killing somebody. By thinking about it and then killing it, yeah? Well, in Japan, they're so technologically advanced that somebody has actually got jailed for murder when they haven't actually killed anyone. They've killed a virtual character. in a computer game. I'm not kidding here. So it says that 43-year-old woman apparently in this video game they can get married in inverted commas.
Okay.
And she found that her virtual husband had divorced her without telling her. So she found his character in the game, like an online video game, and she killed him in the game. Not in real life. She killed his character in the game.
Okay.
And he reported it to the police, and she got arrested. And she's going to serve 3 years in jail for virtually killing a character.
I love that. I, you know, I could just, could you imagine what the phone call would be like to the police?
Yeah.
I just want to report a murder.
Yeah. He's like, go on.
He's like, oh God. Okay. Where is it? He's like, oh, well, I've just been killed. Yeah. Like in the back of me. I've just been killed in the back of my van.
Who's been killed?
My wife's done it. Me. I've just been murdered.
What do you mean? You're not making any sense.
No, you aren't making any sense, mate. You aren't making any sense, mate.
Yeah, I'm sure the police in Japan talk like that, Tabzi.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're bang out of order, mate.
You, mate. You're right out of order, my son. You're right out of order. Yeah,
so exactly. how can you be dead if you're calling me, you psychopath?
Well, you've obviously not been on this really big game site. Me and my wife went on it, like, you know what I mean? And she just bloody axed me to death in me birthday suit, like, you know what I mean? And I want her taken in and done. I want her done. But, I want to press charges.
So they've
on
killed them. Killed your character in the game.
No, they killed me, like, haven't they?
This is like, it could might as well be like South London.
It is. It's South Japan. I've been to Japan. It's South Japan, isn't it? South Tokyo.
That's how they talk. The south of every country talks the same.
Exactly, with a Cockney accent. Exactly. South Tokyo. Exactly.
South of America. That's, yeah, same thing.
Exactly, same thing, isn't it? Exactly.
Well, yeah, I think in a normal country, they would have just said, yeah, and then hung up the phone and said, you know, shut up.
Yeah.
But in Japan, 3 years in jail. Love that.
You know, that reminds me of a film I really like.
Go on.
Minority Report.
Ooh, what?
Ooh, Thomas Cruise, the Cruise Mobile.
Cruising USA.
That is kind of like that, isn't it, really? Because you kind of get these visions of the future. You might kill someone and then you get put in prison for it.
Cruising for a bruising.
Yeah, it is. So, you know, who says that technology is a bad thing, really? I mean, it's prevented potential murder in many ways. If your wife is already thinking about killing you, in a video game.
I see where you're going.
You just say, oh, darling, put the fryer on. Like, I feel like some scallops, you know?
Again, and we're still in Japan.
Yeah, I feel like some scallops. And she's like, yeah, I'll get you scallops.
On your head.
Exactly. And immediately, yeah, she'll turn over the frying pan and, you know... You're the scallop.
Yeah, battered to death.
So, literally. Battered to death. Exactly.
Tamsi, we're running at like 18 minutes already. So should we? Are you? Have you got a something from the internet you found?
I have. I've just found it. Actually, it is. I've always tried to represent Pakistan in a very positive light. I think it's an amazing country. I think the people are great. And it's very warm and friendly. But they do have a few things.
We're recording this, you know.
Yeah. We do have a few things that are slightly off. And I think these are in the lesser
educated
racist
areas.
No, slightly less. There's no way of laughing out of this one. But yeah, basically, there is obviously certain areas that are not as educated or developed, you know.
Ooh, super racist.
Yeah, super racist. basically, it's Pakistan, on the news, BBC again, child wedding halted.
Ooh. Child wedding halted. Why?
It says police in southern Pakistan have arrested two people for attempting to wed a 7-year-old boy to a 4-year-old girl.
Oh, that's a bit young, isn't it?
But what's worse...
Should have at least waited until she was 5.
5 is a bit more ripe. Now, what I was thinking is that... what's worse, though, it is believed...
we'll definitely have to cut that out.
It is believed to be the first time they have broken up such a marriage as the wedding was taking place. So, it's actually the first time that it's been halted. It actually happens a lot. So, and basically, it is
That's actually the first divorce in Japan, in Pakistan.
Yeah, but I'd also like to say, in defense of Pakistan law, child marriage is strictly against the law in Pakistan. Strictly. So, but
except
it says
in southern Pakistan, where anything goes.
Yeah, but
and they all talk like Cockneys.
They all speak like Cockneys. And basically, it's suspected that the girl was being married off by her father for about 500,000 rupees, which is about 3,000
quid. Profit on that.
3,000 quid for a 4-year-old girl. Well, you know, that's good return, isn't it, in many ways?
It's good. God.
4 years.
Unbelievable.
Yeah? And you've earned $3,000 out of it. That's like, it's like about 700 quid a year she's turning over, that lass. So it's not too bad. So
where were they going to go on their honeymoon? Were they going to go to, like, Disneyland?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think it was going to happen, actually. I don't think.
Okay, Tabsy. Yeah. On that bombshell, I think we should go.
Okay. Then,
I think
go
we
on
should
on.
go to an ad break.
Okay, we've got an ad. Yeah. Okay then. Okay.
This week it's upcoming comedian is selling his services.
Oh, upcoming.
So,
comedian.
Yeah. Take it away.
Okay.
In 1972, a crack comedy unit was sent to a prison by a military court for a race crime he probably didn't commit. He promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the North Yorkshire Underground. Today, still wanted by the government, he survives as a stand-up comedian for hire. If you have a rowdy group of racists that need entertaining, if no one else can help, and if you can find him, maybe you can hire Jim Davison.
Okay, and we're back.
We are back.
Ooh. Sounds like a good little upcoming comedian there, available for all birthdays and bar mitzvahs.
Exactly. I'd hire him, and if you ever have a problem, like the ad says, he certainly doesn't pity any racial fools. So,
he'll be there with a quippy one-liner and several, probably... automatic weapons.
Exactly. JD Barakas.
JD Barakas.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
Love that guy.
Exactly.
So we're going to go straight into the top 10, yeah? We've got the... we're trying to make it a bit more classy this week.
Ooh, yeah.
Moving away from Chubby Cox from last week.
Well, I'd just like to say that I was never near any Chubby Cox, but...
not what I had. Anyway.
In reference to what Charles is talking about, is that it was top 10 most comedic names in sport. last time.
That's right. Yeah,
so
that's right.
we're going a little bit more upmarket this time. What we're doing?
Okay.
What we're doing.
Yeah. We got the top 10 most livable countries. So this was actually compiled by the UN using economic figures. And
United Nations, yeah. Yeah, United Nations.
Yeah, adult, just in case people didn't know what UN stands for.
Exactly.
Adult literacy and, you know, like general educational background, like income, life expectancy, everything like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Top 10 most livable countries.
Yeah. Okay. Then.
So number 10, we have France.
Ooh, and
now, even though we're not living in the UK, Tabzi, do you still have massive racial hatred for the French?
Yes, I do.
Good.
Yeah.
Me too.
Moving on. 9.
Moving on. What do we have number 9, Tabzi?
Well, Aranjibung, Klondike, Schmuck and a Klepp.
God. Germany.
It's not the Germans, actually. It's those other very, actually, the good lads. They're a bit orange. Ooh, giving a clue away. And they speak.
We're not doing clues this week, Tabzi. No. We're just saying it.
Okay, but they speak great queens, don't they? They speak great queens. They do. So.
But they sound like got a bit of a lisp.
They do.
Don't they?
That sounded like Sean Connery actually, but this guy is not
Sean
from...
Connery is actually Dutch.
He is Dutch.
Oh, I've given it away.
Oh, he is now.
There he is.
He is now. So it's the Netherlands. Yeah.
It's the Nederlands. They have.
Nederlands.
It's so good that they've got two different names for the place.
It is. Netherlands.
One being the Netherlands and two being Dutchland.
Dutchland, yeah, yeah.
Next. And coming in at number 8, we've got old Charlesy's country. The country that I'm bantering from.
Yeah,
that's,
South Korea.
Old South Korea.
Yeah.
I'm insulted. It's North Korea.
Okay, it's North Korea. God. Kim Jong-il, yeah.
Kim Jong-il. No, it's not. It's Japan, of course.
Oh,
old
Japan.
Nihon.
Good, good.
Yes.
It is good.
I would probably question their choice there, number 8, at most livable countries.
Higher or lower?
Much lower.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah. I wouldn't put it above, like, those other countries.
I'm glad that we're actually broadcasting to a more Western audience then, because, the thought police in Japan. Well, if they can put a woman in prison for killing their husband on a virtual game, you just said
then you should be at number one then, shouldn't
exactly.
They? They should be at number one.
I recommend at number one. Yeah.
Well, Japan, they don't even have a national health service, for crying out loud. I think Netherlands, both Dutchland and France, they both do. So
that's because in Japan that you just buy, you go to the local Sony Center and get a new whatever you need.
Robot wife.
Yeah, well, robot wife. Like, oh, my kidney's acting up. Go down to the Sony Center and sort yourself out, son.
There we go again. What is that? South Japan again?
Exactly. South Tokyo, Japan. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I got my foot blown off in Vietnam. Get yourself down to the Sony Center.
Exactly. Sony Center. There you go. Sony.
Actually,
Center.
That is in the UK, isn't it? The Sony Center.
It is, but it's not. It's not like.
Not as good.
It's not as good, is it? It's not as advanced, is it? So yeah.
Not as good.
Next.
Okay, so Tabzi, what's number 7?
It'd be Switzerland.
Oh, my God.
That's India. What are you on about?
They don't even speak like that in Switzerland. Well, they do
don't.
Now.
Actually, this is a country I'd like the viewers... Oh, sorry, again. Mm-hmm. I've made a verbal error.
Only for the 50th time this podcast.
Exactly, Chartsy.
thank you, Tabzi.
Switzerland, I know nothing about it. I'm not educated whatsoever on the, in the Swiss.
Oh, come on. Words. Swiss chocolate, Swiss clocks, Swiss banks. Which terrorist country hasn't got money in Switzerland?
Oh, yeah. I don't
they
know.
All have.
I don't know what you're talking about there, Chelsea. You're breaking up. Let's move on. Six.
I just like to say that.
Six.
Number six. Yeah. Well, we named a turnip after them. It's the Swedes.
Swedes, yes. Known for both...
turnips.
Turnips and pornography.
Ulrika Jonsson.
Yeah, Ulrika Jonsson, yeah. Not pornography. Next, five. Yeah.
Tabs is showing what his interests are there.
Five.
Not Ulrika Jonsson. Number five. Number five there, it's the luckiest country in the world.
Tardy Island, the luck of the Irish.
They should be at top of the list there.
There should be the top of the list, they should be. There should be the...
There's more to Ireland than this.
There's more to Ireland than this. Exactly.
Number five, Ireland. Well, isn't that just the same as the UK?
Ooh.
Now we've pissed off about 10 different countries now, haven't we?
Exactly.
I think we should just keep, like, a list.
Exactly. Exactly.
Just keep a list.
Exactly. We're alienating most of our audience's heritage, no matter where they come from. It's great. So...
Okay.
Let's move on. And number... Yeah, number four.
Number five. Oh, number five, isn't it?
Yeah, you've lost it there, Chelsea.
Oh, it's number four. God. Yeah.
Number four.
Oh,
good that, it's good that this list means a lot to you like that, isn't it? It's good that it means a lot to you. Yeah.
Okay, number four, it's the country that everyone loves to blame. Mm. It's... Blame...
Iraq? Oh. Okay.
Ooh. That's another country for the list.
Exactly.
List
blame
of
Canada.
Apologies.
Blame Canada. Yeah,
I would.
I'd blame them for everything, if I could.
Blame them for ice hockey and Celine Dion.
And that is a wrap, my friend. We do not need to talk about Canada anymore. You said Celine Dion. That's code name for shutdown.
For end of podcast.
It is. That is code name. Celine Dion. That's like usually when the FBI comes and cuts us down. We just go... Yes, Celine Dion is entering the room. Oh, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
That's like a code name for you being tortured.
Exactly.
Okay, Tabzi, okay. Number three. I'm sure you're going to have fun with that one.
Oh. Yep.
This is top 10 most livable countries. You want to give some comedic hint about that one?
Well, yeah.
Barbies.
Yeah.
I don't know why Barbies are from Liverpool.
Barbies, yeah. Barbies, beer, and convicts.
Boozing.
Convicts.
Oh, convicts.
Yeah. And actually, that spells out the BBC, but it's not a British institution. It's not a British institution. We got rid of it. They're independent now, and thank God they are. It's basically a massive continent, really. Australia is more of a continent. It's massive, isn't it?
I thought you were going to say massive convict colony, but I'm glad you didn't.
I didn't say that. I said continent. I would be more educated there than just saying they're a bunch of ex-British convicts that we didn't trust to put in our land, so we put them on another.
It's Australia. Exactly. Come on.
It's Australia. It's Australia. But the good. They are good at sport.
Well,
so,
let's
next.
Not forget, Tabzi, this is the top 10 most livable countries, and they are number three.
Yeah.
Even though it was a British social experiment to see what happens when you leave convicts on an island.
It was, and it worked out well for them.
Actually, in a way, it's kind of like, you know, those reality shows like Survivor or whatever, where they leave people on an island. It's kind of like that, but like the precursor to it.
It is, and see what can happen.
Australia there.
Exactly. It's kind of like, it is a bit like that, and it's a bit like, you know, how many, like, it's a bit like, yeah, it's a game show, like, how many aborigines can you kill And
okay, let's move on to number two.
Yeah. Go on then. Yeah. What? Norway.
Are you gonna say it, Tabzi? No.
So
there's no hint. There's no hint. Oh God.
Norway. Yeah.
I don't know anything about Norway. All I know is Vikings. That's all I know.
Norwegian Vikings. Yeah.
Norwegian Vikings.
I don't know much about Norway. Yeah, I don't know anything about it. So moving on. Rank one.
we can't say anything funny about it, so just ignore it.
Exactly. Don't exist, really.
So what's Norway. Number one? The number one most livable country.
Yeah. It's a pretty cold place. You could also say that mum has gone to it.
Oh, good hint.
Yeah. See what I was doing?
Yeah, very clever. Very clever.
Yeah, exactly. Very clever. Yeah, mum has gone to it. So what
mum
is it?
Mum has gone to... It's Iceland.
Mum's gone to Iceland. Yeah. Actually, so, just to explain to our listeners, many listeners that are tuning in globally.
Probably from Iceland. Most of them.
I hope there's quite a lot from Iceland. I hope Bjork's in there.
Probably is.
Mum has gone to Iceland is basically, it's a food chain, Iceland in the UK. And there's a very highly popular advert that says, Mum has gone to Iceland.
So I don't know why she has.
Family. I don't know why.
Why does mum always buy frozen produce? Can't she get it fresh? Lazy idiot.
Lazy woman, yeah. that's it. We're both xenophobic, misogynistic. we're not leaving out many phobes, are we? We're not leaving out many phobes. But basically... It's the most livable country. I think they've got the best education, literacy, life expectancy, educational attainment, and income. So they're doing all right, these guys from Iceland.
They're doing good luck to them, I say.
Good luck for them. So that is this week's top
10. Do we have a little jingle for that? No?
No, we don't. But we could ask again. We could ask our many listeners to provide us with a couple of ideas. What do you reckon?
Yeah. Yeah, they won't do that.
They won't do that.
It'll probably be up to me to do something.
It's probably Chelsea that'll sort it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Tabzi, should we move on to our final feature?
Go on then.
And we've got a jingle for this one. It goes, I can't believe they do that. That's the jingle there.
Okay. It just sounded like
no music. Well spotted, Tabzi. Well spotted.
Yeah. I'm on the game. So
I can't believe they do that. Yes. So
go on.
I can't believe they do that in Japan.
Yeah.
So something that's been recently affecting. Old Chartsy in Japan, is that next door to my little apartment near the old Tokyo, is we've got this little piece of land, which is not that big, very, like I would say about 2 meters from my apartment bedroom window, tiny little piece of land. You wouldn't, I mean, in the UK, you might, I don't know, put a park bench on it, or like, you know, put some child swings on it, let them have fun.
Yeah.
But what do they do in Japan? What do you reckon? On this 10-meter square piece of land?
They do the crane from Karate Kid. Yeah.
On a wooden post.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, they don't. They build 2 houses on it. That's what they do.
Well, good luck to them, that's it.
2 houses. So next to my apartment, instead of a nice little piece of little grass and I wouldn't say much of a view, but it was nicer than it was before. They built 2 sodding houses on it. So now I see the next door neighbor's ass as he gets changed. Brilliant.
No. You didn't ever want to see that. You didn't ever want to see that, did you? You didn't ever want
to
see that.
I didn't ever want to see that. Definitely not.
Yeah.
So that's my... I can't believe they do that. Yeah.
God.
That's okay. Japan for you.
Okay.
Building on a postage stamp.
That's amazing. It's amazing. Okay. That's good.
What's yours? I can't believe they do that in...
Pakistan.
Yeah.
Pakistan, yeah. Well, there's many things I can't believe they do in Pakistan, but...
choose one.
I think one of them this week could be... actually, it's more interesting than really banterous, even though it is the banter cast.
Go on.
This is about Sufis. It's really interesting. They're like spiritual kind of revelers.
Sufis!
Oh, Sofa. You're telling me apart. You're telling me apart, Sofa. Ah, Sofa. Exactly. So,
God. That's just a religion we're making fun of there. Brilliant.
Exactly. No, it's not a religion, really. It's just a more of a way of life. A little bit more like Buddhism, really. They just kind of sit there, smoke up, and think about life. And,
that's a great advertisement. It's not a religion. It's a way of life.
It is. It is. It's not a religion. It's a way of life. Exactly.
I'd do it.
I would. So, yeah, it's a bit interesting. I think I'll just let the Bantercast blogspot do a little bit more of the talking there. I've took a few pictures. Went to one of the shrines where all these guys hang out. And they're just like, they're just bums, really. I mean, they just like hang out. They are, though. You know, they are. They just smoke and they look stoned as hell. And they spin around. Like, they have these big groups where they kind of like, you know, they play music and they spin. And there's some very popular artists, if you like, that do it, like that kind of spin around and they play on the dole, which is like a big I guess it's like a kind of tribal thing, really.
I'm sorry,
Bantercast anyway.
So I tuned out there. So basically, are they terrorists?
No.
Okay, then that's fine with me.
Exactly. So more on Sufism,
and terrorism.
Bantercast. No. Bantercast at blogspot.com.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's it.
That's it. Episode 2, finished, done.
Exactly. I have another Adam Sandler movie to go and watch, so I'm going to be signing out now. Yeah. Do you like Adam Sandler? Chelsea?
I think he's a genius actor of titanic proportions.
I do too, I think.
And if he was alive during the Casablanca era, then I'm sure he would have been the main star in that.
Exactly, yeah. He's a talented guy. As is his banter man, Robert Schneider.
Rob Schneider.
Exactly.
Schneider.
Exactly.
God.
Exactly.
Okay then, so should we let the deep voice guy take us away?
I love that guy, and we shall. We should let him take us away into the night, even though it's afternoon. Yep.
Okay, see you later, everybody.
See you later.
See you later.
See you later.
That's all the guys got for you this time. Tune in next time. Thanks for listening.